67 each day. May God give you new insights this week. And, you know, you can't miss who God is in Psalm 67. That He guides all nations. Nations fear the Lord. He rules. He reigns. He's sovereign over the nations. He's the source of our joy. And He's the one we worship. And ultimately, you know, when you talk about missions, that ultimate peace is that people from all nations are worshiping God. Worshiping is the ultimate goal in missions. And so God is getting more and more glory. And He's at the center and He's the focus. And yes, we are blessed. It is for our good, but it is for His glory, and that's primary. And some people, as they read Psalm 67, they start to think, wait, is God self-centered? I mean, is this really all about God? And the answer in some ways is yes, it really is. Who would God worship? Well, no one else. That would be an idol. You know, who's greater than God? Nobody. So it's only fitting and right that the one who rules the nations, yes, it is all about Him. And we are blessed. We are made to serve Him and know Him and worship Him and even fear Him and respect Him. But it is all about God. And you might wrestle with that in your flesh today. Is your life really all about God? It is. And the nations, it's God. He's at the center. So think through that theologically. Maybe that's new. Maybe that's difficult. God is the ultimate. He's Almighty God. There's no one higher. And so, yes, the focus goes to Him. And our lives are right when we give Him first, we give Him the focus and the praise. When we try to elevate anything or person or ourselves, our lives are a mess. So that truth resounds in Psalm 67. Soak it up. Continue to meditate on the words of that great psalm.